The film industry boom in Georgia has opened up the door for many different types of jobs in our state. Not just actors, directors, and producers, but camera operators, lighting engineers, costumers, and one especially exciting niche profession, stunt driving. Atlanta Motorsports Park in Dawsonville, Georgia, recently launched a stunt driving school for aspiring action stars to learn the tricks of the trade. We sent two producers, John Powers and Taylor Gant, to see what is involved. Taylor joined host Celeste Headley for a debrief of their automotive adventure.
The first question, for me at least, is whether or not there's enough business, stunt driving business in Georgia to support a school like this. Did you ask them that?
Yeah, we did. It really seems like, just because of the sheer amount of productions that are coming to Atlanta, that the business is really booming here locally. So I actually got a chance to talk to Bobby Orr. He's the founder of Bobby Orr Motorsports, which hosts the Stuntman School at Atlanta Motorsports Park in North Georgia. He's got a couple different classes set up in areas across the country, but he decided to move to Georgia because of the way that the film industry is really booming in Atlanta and all across the state.
Bottom line is, you know, there's a lot of business here in Georgia right now, a lot of new people and all that, and some of them haven't had the chance to go to a school and get training and all that. So we offer that training, and we're probably the hardest school out there, but at the same time, we turn out some good product, some good drivers and all that.
So who is Bobby Orr?
He is a stuntman extraordinaire, from what I could tell. Just talking to him, he listed off some of the movies that he's worked with. He's worked with actors across the world. He even mentioned, pointedly, that he worked closely with Nicolas Cage in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Nicolas Cage came out to the school. Worked with him the day, and I was really surprised because he came out there and initially, to be honest, I thought it was going to be a prima donna kind of a thing because they had a couple of motorhomes for him and all that. That man came there to work. I mean, he got there, he asked who was going to be teaching him. It was me. We got in the car. We were in that car until it was time for lunch. And then ate lunch real quick. We got back in that car. He busted his rear end. Hats off to him.
Okay, but if you're not Nicolas Cage, if you're just somebody who wants to learn how to be a stunt driver, what exactly are you learning in this program? What is this training program?
Well, they have a course laid out with cones, you know, arrayed in different kind of settings to kind of simulate, you know, the classic fruit carts that everyone's dodging in movies and stuff like that. And it really is a driving course that kind of simulates, you know, what a lot of action movies take. But Bobby Orr was really quick to tell me that you can't learn everything in just a weekend.
There's no way you're going to teach anybody in 3 days you're going to be a professional stunt driver forever.
Sure.
You know, you're constantly learning. But we can teach them the basics of what's needed out there. So what they're doing on that first three-day class is about 75% of stunt driving. It's hitting your mark, knowing when to do it, making sure the car works safely and all that, keep everyone else safe. And the more that they hit their marks and get on time, when they get action and get that job done, they move on to the next one.
Right.
When they can't do it, then it costs money because you got to reset and try it again.
So you went there with Sean Powers, another
yes.
one of our producers. Please, please tell me you got to do some driving.
We did get to drive in the stunt car, but we had to have someone take us around. We had one of the instructors.
You didn't get to control
the car. We didn't get to control it, mostly because they still had one other potential stuntman taking his test. So he had to have the majority of the course to himself. But Sean and I loaded up in a completely stripped out Ford Escort. It was as interesting as it sounds. And we got in with one of the instructors, Robert, and he took us through the course once very slowly. And then he said, strap it up. We're going full speed.
Just make sure you don't have your head or anything near the windows.
Okay.
Keep your arm inside the vehicle.
Yes, sir.
Stuff like that. Any questions?
No, I'm ready. Let's do this thing.
Let's do it.
Speeding us on the side. All right, Sean, hold on tight to this, man.
Same thing, now it's going to the garage.
Okay.
Oh, baby. There you go.
Man, that was perfect.
It is.
Well done.
Thank you. You all right back there?
Yeah, I'm great.
Wow.
Okay, so Sean, obviously a little unsettled in the back seat.
He was a little white by the time we got out, but I have to give him credit. I mean, he had just a little waist belt back there, and he took it like a pro.
But it sounds to me from listening to the tape that Robert saved the really fancy driving for after you've gotten out of the car.
Yes. I think one of the big things that stuntmen do, especially with stunt driving, is interacting with cars when you're on the outside. They really kind of demonstrated that for us in this next stunt.
So what you guys are going to do is you're going to stand back to back, feet together, arms down at your side. Bobby's going to come in fairly high speed. He's going to do a precision drift around you. He's going to start a little wider, closely cut into your feet. Obviously, it's important not to move.
Okay.
We do have a few rules. If you feel unsafe at any time, you can raise your hand and he'll stop.
Okay.
By the end of this, he's going to be so close that when he stops, you guys can both sit on the car.
And this is 100% success rate. No one's been de-limbed yet.
Absolutely.
All right, let's do this thing then.
Okay, if we don't make it through this, I want my family to know I love them so much.
Okay, so let me try and picture this in my head. You and Sean are standing there in abject terror.
Yes.
And this guy is drifting around you in a car until he gets so close that you could reach out and just touch it.
Yes, Sean and I are butt to butt, as close as we can be. Our feet are together. And we're back to back. And he started about 10 feet away, got closer, 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 until he was literally inches away from our toes.
Was it very difficult not to move?
It was incredibly difficult not to move. But thankfully, Bobby Orr himself was behind the wheel. It went off without a hitch, and we walked away with all of our toes intact.
Are we alive?
We're good, man. We're all good.
Oh my God. Woo! Yikes! That was amazing. Thank you. Now, has that ever not worked out?
I can't answer that.
Okay.
Maybe for liability reasons. Did you get to talk to any actual students?
We did, actually. We did talk to one student who was just finishing up his tests. But it was interesting talking to him because for him, it really was all about making it to the silver screen.
My name is Will Ryans. I'm an aspiring stuntman. I'm 28 years old. Huh? So I'm just trying to learn all the skills I can to put together the best resume so I can start getting jobs and getting work in the film industry. Of course, everyone's drawn to movies and film because it's so exciting. There's so much action. And I just wanted to learn how they do it. And then the more I learned, the more I just wanted to do with it.
So before we left, we actually got to talk to a native of Georgia who's one of the instructors, Max Calder from Decatur. And it was really interesting because he talked about how he kind of decided to stay in Atlanta or in Georgia to do his stunt work as opposed to moving out to somewhere like L.A. or New York just because of the way that the industry has really kind of blossomed.
When I started, the tax incentives just passed here back in 2008, I think they passed. So met some people and they said a lot of work's starting to come here, so you should stick around, train, get to know people, and get like a foot in the industry here because it's hard to break in L.A. It takes about... rule of thumb, 5 years minimum to break in, but got lucky and came here at the right time.
Are we hearing that other student taking his test with the squealing tires?
Yes, that's exactly what we're hearing.
Which is and burnt smoke from the tire, burnt rubber.
I think they go through several sets of tires a day just by how much they're burning.
Really?
It's insane, yeah.
So this stunt school is going to be around for a while. Can anybody take classes there? I mean, could I go there and become a stunt driver and be the next Burt Reynolds?
You absolutely could, Celeste. If you have the heart and a little extra money, I think anybody can go out there and either ride along or get behind the wheel for yourself.
That was Celeste Headley in conversation with show producer Taylor Gant. For more information on Bobby Orr's stunt driving school, visit gpbnews.org.